Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Today is the funeral for Tyre Nichols. The motorist died 3 days after a savage beating by police officers in Memphis, Tennessee last month. Nichols' eulogy will be delivered by civil rights activist Al Sharpton. Vice President Harris will be among the mourners in the audience. 5 officers were fired and now face murder and other charges in the beating. Later today, President Biden is expected to call on Congress to pass new legislation. NPR's Arezvu Rezvani reports it would target fees paid by millions of consumers in the U.S.
The administration wants to reduce or eliminate excessive ticket fees associated with concerts, sporting, or other entertainment events, airline fees for parents who want to sit with their children, early termination charges for TV, phone, and internet services, and surprise resort and destination charges. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will also propose slashing excessive credit card late fees. In a call with reporters, Bureau Director Rohit Chopra said the late charges have gotten out of control.
We worry that credit card companies are actually hoping that consumers are a day or two late so they can cash in on fees.
This proposal comes as more American households are leaning on their credit cards in the face of rising prices. Arezvu Rezvani, NPR News.
A massive ice storm is hitting the Mid-South and southern U.S. In Texas, more than 240,000 customers are without power. NPR's Kristen Wright reports forecasters are warning of worsening conditions.
Dangerous ice is building from Tennessee into Arkansas and Mississippi and through Texas. The additional half inch of ice, hazardous sleet, and freezing rain are bringing down trees and power lines. In Texas, outages are widespread and car pileups are scattered across roads. Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service says the ice storm is growing more intense.
Ice is terrible in the sense that a lot of times you can't see it. It's on the roads. It's going to be really bad travel-wise, anywhere from central to northern Texas, northeastward into western Tennessee.
Air travel tracker FlightAware says thousands of flights are canceled or delayed. And this weekend, frigid temperatures are forecast for the Northeast. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
Renowned Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady has announced he's retiring again for good. He posted a video message on his personal Twitter page.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Last year, Brady announced his retirement from pro football. That lasted for about 2 months. Then Brady announced he would return for a 23rd season. Brady has led his teams to Super Bowl victories 7 times, almost all of them with the New England Patriots. This is NPR. Leaders from several Eastern African nations meet in Somalia today. They'll discuss coordinating efforts against the Islamist al-Shabaab militants. Ishma Fundikwa reports the leaders are from Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia.
The meeting follows one on Tuesday by the country's defense ministers and military commanders. Somalia says the insurgents are on the back foot following an offensive launched last August. The Somali government says it has recaptured swaths of territory from the terrorists with the assistance of African Union forces, the U.S. military, and local militias. But al-Shabaab continues to launch deadly attacks on government and civilian targets across the country. Al-Shabaab wants to establish a Sharia law-based government in Somalia. It has also launched attacks in neighboring countries, notably in Kenya, which has contributed troops to the African Union force. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
Pope Francis is in Democratic Republic of the Congo, where he celebrated a huge open-air mass today in the capital, Kinshasa. Local authorities say about 1 million people attended. Francis is talking about decades of conflict in the African region and urging fighters to lay down their weapons. Authorities in Pakistan say the death toll has risen to 101 people in this week's bomb attack on a mosque in Peshawar. It was frequented by Pakistani police, and nearly all the victims are officers. A group inspired by the Taliban in Afghanistan has claimed responsibility. This is NPR.